DeepEnglish.com. Neo is offered a choice between truth and illusion. Who is offered a choice? Neo is offered a choice. What kind of choice is he offered? He is offered a choice between truth and illusion. If he takes the blue pill, he will return to his old life where everything seems normal. What will he return to if he takes the blue pill? He will return to his old life if he takes the blue pill. Will everything seem strange in his old life? No, everything won't seem strange in his old life. Everything will seem normal in his old life. If he takes the red pill, he will wake up to see the world as it truly is. What will happen if he takes the red pill? If he takes the red pill, he will wake up to see the world as it truly is. He chooses the red pill. What does he choose? He chooses the red pill. Who chooses the red pill? Neo chooses the red pill. When he wakes up, he realizes that he's been asleep in a pod where he only dreamt that he was living a normal life. Does he realize he's been asleep? Yes, he realizes he's been asleep. Where was he asleep? He was asleep in a pod. Was he really living a normal life? No, he was not really living a normal life. He only dreamt that he was living a normal life. The truth is, he and all of the other humans were prisoners of sophisticated machines. What imprisoned him and all of the other humans? Sophisticated machines imprisoned him and all of the other humans. The machines created the illusion of a normal life for the sleeping humans so they could harvest their energy. Did the machines create the illusion? Yes, the machines created the illusion. What kind of illusion did they create? They created the illusion of a normal life. What did the machines harvest? The machines harvested their energy. Neo is a character in the movie The Matrix. What is Neo a character in? Neo is a character in the movie The Matrix. Even though the movie is fictional, many scientists are beginning to think that we also may be living inside an illusion of sorts. Is the movie fictional? Yes, the movie is fictional. What do many scientists believe we are living inside? Many scientists believe we are living inside an illusion of sorts. Some have even gone as far as saying that we are living inside of a video game. Have some gone as far as saying that we are living inside of a video game? Yes, some have gone as far as saying that we are living inside a video game. Elon Musk, who is one of the most influential people in the world of technology, says that there is only one in a billion chance that we are not living in a simulation. Does Elon Musk say that there is only one in a million chance that we are not living in a simulation? No, Elon Musk does not say that there is only one in a million chance that we are not living in a simulation. Elon Musk says that there is only one in a billion chance that we are not living in a simulation. Musk says that technology is advancing so fast that soon we will be able to create games or simulations that are indistinguishable from reality. Who says that technology is advancing so fast? Elon Musk says that technology is advancing so fast. What will we be able to create? We will be able to create games or simulations that are indistinguishable from reality. That means we could create entire artificial worlds. What could we create? We could create entire artificial worlds. Musk believes that we are living in one of these artificial worlds now. Does Musk believe that we are living in a natural world now? No, Musk does not believe that we are living in a natural world now. Musk believes that we are living in one of these artificial worlds now. He thinks our ancestors created very advanced video games, which simulated reality so well that the characters, us, actually believe we are alive. Who does he think created very advanced video games? He thinks our ancestors created very advanced video games. Who are the characters in these video games? The characters in these video games are us. Do the characters actually believe they are alive? Yes, the characters actually believe they are alive. Some tech billionaires are so convinced that we are living inside of a video game that they have hired scientists to break us out of the game. Who have hired scientists to break us out of the game? Some tech billionaires have hired scientists to break us out of the game. Are they convinced that we are living inside of a video game? Yes, they are convinced that we are living inside of a video game. But not everyone in science is sold on the idea that we are living inside of a simulation. Is everyone in science sold on the idea? No, not everyone in science is sold on the idea. What idea aren't they sold on? They aren't sold on the idea that we are living inside of a simulation. One argument is that if virtual worlds and simulations get good enough to be indistinguishable from reality, they cease to be simulations. Would virtual worlds and simulations cease to be simulations? Yes, virtual worlds and simulations would cease to be simulations. When would they cease to be simulations? They would cease to be simulations if they got good enough to be indistinguishable from reality. They are real. Are they fake? No, they are not fake. They are real. So you could say that even if this is a simulation that we are all living in, it has become so real to each of us that it no longer qualifies as a simulation. Why would it no longer qualify as a simulation? It would no longer qualify as a simulation because it has become so real to us. Whether or not Musk and the other proponents of the simulation theory are on the right track might be unknowable. Do we know that Musk is on the right track? No, we do not know that Musk is on the right track. Whether or not Musk is on the right track might be unknowable. But if there were a red pill, blue pill choice, which world would you choose?